It's a very well-known Chazal, Gemara Menachas, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Kol Osek B'Torah Ola Kilu Hikrav Ola. Anyone who learns, whether it's the Karban Ola, the Chatas, the Mincha, anyone who learns the varied halachas pertaining to all the respective Kabbonas, state in Chazal, it's as if you were makriv the Karban itself, Gemara Menachas, Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. Writes the Baal HaTurim, that's the Lashon, the terminology. As Zos Torah Sa'ola, he ha'ola, what's Torah Sa'ola? He, that is the Ola. Lomar, as if to say, writes the Baal HaTurim, the beginning of this week's Parsha, Lomar, to teach us, to be modios, the kalos of Keturah Sa'ola, kilu hikrav Ola. Anyone who's engaged, even if not the Maisa HaKrova itself, but merely the Limud of the Halachas pertaining to that specific Korban, it's as if you bought that Korban on the Mizbeach. Continues the Baal HaTurim, HaKarbonis Nikru Isha, and the Torah is called an Eish, and Emar the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Halakol Dvorei Ke'esh, and Mimino Eish Das Lamo, Das Lamo Zosios Talmud. So we find it another idea. He then goes on to say that the Karbonis are called Lechem, and the Torah is called Lechem, citing the respective Psukim, corroborating such an idea. And writes the Baal HaTurim based on the Tanah of Eliyahu Sutor, Akashem sheyeshu the olam below lachem, kach yeshu the olam below Torah. You can't have a world without bread, the staple, the bare essential of our existence. And likewise, you can't have a world without Torah. That's all in the same idea. You can have one lechem, one thing that sustains the world by having the kabbalas that's an isha lasha, and then you can have the Torah, eish dos lomo, eish dos osios, Talmud. You can have one is the maisa hakrova mitzad echad mitzad sheni. You can learn the Torah pertaining to such a korban, and in the Eibishter's eyes, it's as if you bought that actual korban. Now listen to a beautiful ha'ara, a geshmak inside by the Chidor Chaim Yosef David Uzulai. He has a number of Sfarim on Tanakh, and writes the Chidah, we have a Pasuk in the Navi Hosea, one of the Treyas are, and we're all familiar with it, it's the Haftorah, of course, for Shabbat Shuva, Shuva Yisrael on Hashem Elokecha, the beginning of Perek Yedalah, that's Yedalah Pasuk base, and in the context of asking Hashem Yisroch to forgive us for all our myriad Averas, the Navi continues, Kechui Mochim Devarim Yisrael Hashem, please, Klai, so take words with you and return to Hashem. And what should you say to him? Imru Eilav, the Navi continues in Pasuk Gimel, Perek Yedalet. And say to Hashem, Yisbro, Koti Salvin Vekachtov, on Yeshoma Forim Svasenu. And writes the art scroll. And what are we saying to the Eivishter? And may you forgive all iniquity and accept the good, the Hainu, the good intentions, and let our lips substitute for our bowls. Writes the Chidol, listen to this Gavaldik Remez. You know what he should say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We have all these Averus and we need a Kapara. We need Kapara, Kaparos Mechilas Avonos. So turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Kol Tisavon, we want you, Hashem, please. And we beseech you, take away our sins, our iniquities, carry it. And bring us a Kapara. Instead of what? Don't let us suffer Misa. Don't let us suffer death, rather what? Kachto. And you should take death with you. How is death? I refer to in the Nusach of Tov, we have a posik in Koheles, Perek Zayin, posik Beis. Tov leleches lebeis ovel, mi leches lebeis mishte. It's better to walk to a beis ovel than going to the chasana. Tov leleches lebeis ovel, writes the Chidah. Akach Tov, we don't want to go to a beis ovel. We don't want to have to be menachem avelin. We don't want to have to witness death and people suffering, especially a premature, untimely demise. We don't want death to be in the world. Avi Elastikash, if there's no death, what's going to be with Elchus Avelus? What's going to be with Yardeo? Elchus Avelus, Elchus Nicham Avelim. Azot the Chidah, Neshoma Parus Faseinu. Let our lips, we don't need to have the alochas. Why? Because we'll substitute the actual avelus with learning the halachas of the avelus, and in the same context, in the similar vein, that if you learn the Torah Sola, it's kilu hikrav Ola, you learn the laws pertaining to Korban Mincha, it's as if you actually bought, you sacrificed to Korban Mincha Eibishter, and you want Nicham Avelim, you want Avelus, we don't want the Maisa Avelus, we don't want to have to undergo a Maisa Nicham Avelim, And rather, we'll take out the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, we'll take out the Yordeo, and we'll learn about Tuchas Avelos and Neshama Poros Vaseinu, and let the Levin of the Alochas take the place of having to actually experience it. Amele Zog Dechida, Kalti Sa'ava Nebishter, carry our sins, our iniquities, give us a Kapora. Aye, but sometimes you need a Kapora Misa, no Kachtov, you take it. And you take the Tov Lalochas, the base of hell. No more Nicham Avelim, no more Misa, no more Petitas. And you take that all the Yebishter, what's going to be with the Alochas? No problem. We'll learn the Alochas, and that will be the Mamale Mako. That will take over for the actual Maisa Misa. So we have one Milo of learning the Alochas, that if you learn the Alochas, it's as if you actually were Makayim, that the Maisa, you bought the Yola, you bought the Chatas, you bought the Korban Mincha. We also have the Milo. That kol shon halachas v'chayom uvtochu shuvanom habo. And we have the sugya. We know that the ma'ilah tonin ve'eliyo. Kol shon halachas. We have the sugya in the end of Nidai and Gimlam and Aleph. We finish off Shas. That's an idea to learn to halachas every day, and you're guaranteed olam habo. Our Rav Avadji Yosef Zatzal writes in his chosen Avadji on the Dalat Taniyos, he has a spadim appearing in the back of the sefer. And this Hesped Rosh Hashanah Masas, he says, and the famous Diuk, what's called the Shon Alokos, Muvdoch Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. What do you mean it's guaranteed that he's a Ben Olam Haba right here and right now? It's not the appropriate terminology. And rather, if you're learning Alokos every day, it's Muvdoch Lo Shehu Yiyya Ben Olam Haba. Lo Shehu said it should be the appropriate future tense. And you're going to be a Ben Olam Haba. And now explains Rav Avadji Yosef in his Hesped. And the idea is, and that if you're learning halachas, it's such a geshmak to learn the halachas, and you don't have to wait for olam haba. You can taste it right here and right now. You already have olam haba right now. Move to klusha olam haba. You have the mile of learning the halachas. And we don't have the base of mikdash. You don't have the ola. You don't have the mincha. What's going to be? I know it's even more geshmak. And not only does it blive the kapara, but more than just the kapara, that guarantees you a glimpse, a taste of olam haba right here and right now. And that's called a Shon Alochas Muftoch Lo, a Shehu in the Loshon Hoveh. And your Muftoch, you are Mamish right now, Abel Olam Haba, as a famous Meister of David Kaplan says over Roshach. And when he was coming back with Talmidim from Achas and Yerushalayim, they were on Highway 1 journeying back to Bnei Brak, and they were putting up the first skyscraper in Tel Aviv. Now I'm sure you're all up on the news. They're working now on what's going to be the largest skyscraper in all of Israel. But back then they put up the first skyscraper in Tel Aviv, and the Talmidim were awestruck, and they were driving by on Highway 1, and they said, Rebbe, you got to see this amazing building that they're putting up. It's Mamash Niflos Atzuma. You can't believe the Pli Atzuma and this unbelievable skyscraper. And Rav Shach's head was in a Gemara. And he picks up the Gemara and he says, Niflos Abore, this is Niflos Abore. I don't need to be astounded by a building. I got the best right here. I got the best Simcha. I don't need to wait for Olam Haba. I got it right here and right now in the Gemara. Kol Hashon Alokos, if you're learning Alokos properly, and you're chazering and you're conquering the what right here and right now, and you're already getting a glimpse of Olam Haba. Now, just to close, Rav Zilberstein writes in Timcha Yabiyu, that we know Haman HaRosha. When Haman HaRosha explains the Gemara Megillah, and when he went to Mordechai after all, Hashem sent him to get Mordechai to put him atop the king's horse and give him the stroll, the spatzir around town. I found that Mordechai was learning Yokos Kamitza, halachas pertaining to a Korban Mincha, with the Tinoko Shabbos Rabban, and he said, oh, now I see the Yidden. Forget it, they're going to have a Yeshua. I see that their Torah and all the halachas of Kamitza even predated my Aseres Hashkolim. I know that, forget it, I don't have a chance. Asked Rav Aaron Leib, Haman was privy to Das Torah. If you were to ask somebody, what was the Zechus, and then we were Zocha to a Gavaldik Yeshua Purim time, and you'll say it was the fact that Klai Yisrael got together and we fasted for 3 days. We had Sak, we had Tainis, the Chayra, that was the key, that was the trigger. And now explains Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, Chazal being Megala to us in the Gemara Megillah, that Haman HaRosha understood the ticket to our Yeshua wasn't Stamazoy the fasting. A much more powerful, far more potent than the actual Tzom and the Tainis. I know it was even greater, the learning of the Yochus Kamehameha. You're learning the halachas that itself blames the kapara that brought about the whole Yeshua, right? I, Haman, is privy to das Taira. Yes, even a guy, even a Rosh Marusha, when your life is over, because after all, Haman was at the low point of his career. He just came back thinking, oh, he's going to be the one sitting atop the horse. And the Aschad of the Gula was, but Tomer asked him, Shem Mordechai. And we know that Kol Odeh Shem, maybe Gula Leolam, the Gula already was sent into Moshe. And Haman is now the lowest of the low, and he sees that Yidin are learning the halachas of Korah Mincha. If Yidin are learning the halachas, it's kilo hikrav, it's as if they were makrav the karbonos, and that certainly predated my Aser Shishkolim. And now I know that they had a kapara for any averus that might have been on their record, and they now have a clean slate. I know, forget it, it's all over. And that's the milos up to Baron Leib of learning the halachas. It's a kapara that not stamazoi can cleanse, can purge from all the chatam, from all the avonis, but even more than that, I can engender, it can bring about the gavaldik Yeshua. Haman, through Haman Arosha, was in this gala, and that the ikar tam was the Torah of Hevapim, Tinokash, and Rabban, and learning what? Learning the halachas pertaining to Korban Mincha, the halachas pertaining to the karbonos. It's as if we bought the karbonos and we see it comes with that milah, can bring about the gavaldik Yeshua. We should be zeichet to learn, to taste the geshmak. Have a wonderful night and a great rest of the week ahead. Kaddish Praise.